everyone. This is Bob Sorrentino from Italian Roots and Genealogy. Be sure to check us out on Facebook and our newsletter and our great sponsors, Abitivo Casa, Italy Rooting, and Your Dolce Vita. And today I have two guests from Abruzzo, actually from Abruzzo ancestors, Davide Castellucci and Giulia Scapaticcio.
Great. Perfect.
So I got the name pretty close, huh?
Wait,
you know what's funny here? I pronounce my name Sorrentino, but in Italy it would be Sorrentino, right?
Sorrentino.
Yeah.
Sorrentino.
Okay. So I certainly want to talk about, you know, what you do for people doing their research. But before we do that, I'd just like to get a little bit background on where Davide, you and Giulia are from.
Okay, so I start, if it is okay for you, I start. We are friends, first of all. We live in the same municipality, Manopello, Pescara province, close to the Maiella National Park in Abruzzo, central Italy, for people maybe ignoring where Abruzzo is. Central Italy, more or less 2 hours, 3 hours east Rome. Just to understand, to make you understand where we are in the world. And we are two hosts. We managed, I'm a B&B owner, and Davide time our rentals. And so we used to host travelers from really all over the world, visiting Abruzzo. We have different backgrounds because I'm focused on foreign languages. I studied, graduated in foreign languages, and my first job was for a flying company, Alitalia, where really I first booked travelers. I used to work with the customer service online, and I used to have phone calls from people bookings or needing to make change the reservation for the flight to reach Italy. So this is my approach for two travelers dreaming of Italy, having Italian origins or not, but most because of the origins, and most because everybody wants to travel to Italy once in a lifetime. So this is for the business part. Then moving to Abruzzo, I'm from Lazio, always central Italy. Moving to Abruzzo, I opened this B&B in the old house from the great parents, my husband's great parents. We renovated and we started the B&B. So this is my job, first job. I grew up in south of Lazio, a very nice area called Ciociaria. So many of the Italian followers of your podcast channel know about Ciociaria. It is near Cassino. And so this is an area where many people left, moved from to reach United States, Canada, Australia, especially during the Second World War, after the Second World War, or after the first one, to, you know, to look for opportunities. And so I grew up in my family with memories about my father's uncle, my father's cousins. So I heard the stories about people. I remember names, I remember family, and I remember also where they came back to visit us. And so it was very emotional because they were back to the motherland, knowing they had a new life in the place where they decided to settle. But, you know, having a half heart in one country and the other one in the new homeland. So this is just to, in few words, my background and my first contact to immigrants' stories, to stories about people traveling the world, leaving Italy, keeping Italy in their heart, and you know, also aspiring to come back to travel and keeping memories in their house. So what I found hosting at my B&B travelers from Abruzzo. So since the first email, my guest used to write him to write me. I have ancestors from Abruzzo. I remember nonna stable, nonna's lunch. So my job is more focused on hosting people and keeping memories alive. And a great connection is about food. So this is my job, especially in Abruzzo ancestors, is to collect stories and to keep memories through food. So this is my specialty. So I introduce to Davide, to you, just a few words. I'm going to help him because having a different background is not so comfortable to speak in English all the time. It's very good in writing, so keeping contact with our clients, asking for the research. So it's very good online, improving the speaking. So we are going to work on it.
I'm sure his English is better than my Italian. That's for sure.
The same. We can communicate Italian English. I suppose many of your followers speak Italian too, so they will understand.
Actually, not as many as you think. They didn't. Unfortunately, our parents didn't teach us Italian. I heard it growing up. My grandparents and my parents would speak to. They didn't teach us, but
so,
we need to fix that.
Sì. Davide, I met Davide. You know, you find people thanks to your same interest. So every time there is something in common, you find in the same place or a special event, or also thanks to social media. So we connected because we didn't know each other before. And I really appreciated his huge interest in genealogical research, because it was like you know, the missing part, because I'm not so good in the research, while Davide is a specialist, so he's really keen, he's been really good in finding documents, data, so all the registers, and is very good also when we go to archives, we cooperate. So I used to help because maybe when we have to look for a lot of names for family research, so it's easier to check in the old books together one morning instead of being alone. So I cooperate. but he's very good in finding the words. He's very good in knowing the relations. So datas and people too. And he's very interested in stories. Allora, Davide, please tell me something about your family research, because everything started, the interest started from his own research. So, Davide, so you had a gap to fill, with un vuoto, having he never met his great father, and Davide lost, you lost your father.
Okay, in the piccolo.
How old you were? What's your age when your dad died?
9 anni.
Okay, he was 9 years old. Mm. So imagine a young boy having no paternal memories, so no great father.
Io non sapevo nemmeno il nome del mio bisnonno 15 anni fa, diciamo.
We'll be right back.
Italian Roots and Genealogy is proudly sponsored by Your Dolce Vita and Dawn Matera, connecting people to their purpose in life and continuing their legacy. For more information, contact Dawn at www.yourdolcevita.com.
So he ignored until 15 years ago his great great father, grandfather name. So really grow up without these important people in the family. But growing up, he started to feeling the desire to fill this gap. So, but it's only your desire. So you are two brothers.
Yes, yes. Okay.
Due fratelli,
okay,
due,
okay.
Only two brothers, but the is genealogical research for your family started from you. Your brother is not interested.
No, not interested. No.
So it's really something started from him, because his brother, more or less the same age, was not interested. So since one day you started to ask, come hai cominciato? Cominciato a chiedere?
Ho cominciato non potevo chiedere in famiglia perché erano tutti morti giovani. Mio nonno ovviamente non l'ho conosciuto, mio padre era piccolo, i cugini abitavano lontano, quindi nessuno aveva informazioni.
Other relatives living not in the same villages, in the same village, so really he had no one in the family to ask for information. So this is important, because when you have stories in the family, you remember names like me. I used to listen to my great father, to my father, my mother. And so this was the hardest part. So to find his memories.
So what was Davide's, what was his profession before? Because he does this. What was he trained as, his profession before doing genealogy?
Tu che tipo di percorso di studi hai fatto?
Ho fatto le studi in operatore dei beni culturali e una specializzazione in studi genealogici.
So now is so his background at the university, it is cultural heritage, about more focused on
in general
art history. So this is the background.
Mm-hmm.
Then
it kind of fit in with what he does now. I mean, the history background, yeah.
Now he's studying, still studying and improving to have his skills for the genealogical research. So still studying, always, because you have to improve. Because when you start from nothing, step by step, you had a little bit, and then you start, he started his personal family research and learned by doing, and so still improving. Quando hai cominciato la ricerca?
Allora, ho cominciato con un episodio particolare. Ero in visita a un mercatino dell'antiquariato e ho
So,
visto
started everything when one day he visited a flea market.
un documento di un notaio del 1740 e c'era scritto notaio Francesco Castellucci.
So, everything started when in a flea market he found a document from a notary document from 18th century, so 1750 days.
1750.
1750, and the family name of the notary was Castellucci. It's the same family name. So this was I think the flame. How do you say when
The spark. We would say spark.
spark,
E
sì.
da lì, 15 anni fa, ho cominciato ad andare negli archivi di Stato. A ricercare il mio albero genealogico, ho trovato il nome del mio bisnonno.
So, since that episode, he started really started to research about his family roots and ancestors, going every time back in the past, reaching. Quindi tu hai raggiunto nella tua famiglia fino
Allora,
al.
Castellucci, fine 1500,
Ok,
e ho scoperto che
back to 1550, 16th century.
erano una famiglia di notai e mastrodatti,
Però dalle Marche.
venivano dalla region of Marche.
From the Marche region, close to Abruzzo, northern Abruzzo, he found the origins of this notary family, Castellucci. And one in particular moved to Manopello.
Move di Manopello in Innocenzo Castel Move in Manopello in 1676.
So, se, 1676,
Sì,
1676,
ok.
a notary called Castellucci, Innocenzo,
Innocenzo.
moved exactly to Manopello, to the village where we are living now.
Erano non solo una famiglia di notai, ma erano anche funzionari pubblici della municipalità di Manopello.
Sì, so they worked not only as notary, but also for the municipality in Manopello.
The son of un figlio di Innocenzo sposò insieme a due fratelli, tre sorelle di origine spagnola, di un importante casato spagnolo.
Quindi due fratelli, tre fratelli.
Tre figli di Innocenzo sposarono tre sorelle.
Okay, so three. Brothers, so three of sons, Innocenzo Castellucci sons, married three sisters from the same family having Spanish origins. So it's really a mixture, but well, it's normal to have a Spanish influence, Spanish roots in Central Italy because of the Borboni in Naples, so Abruzzo in particular were a territory under
Under the domination in
the
Spanish.
Spanish domination. So
The first ancestor of Spanish, his name is Cesar Casagena, ed era un militare spagnolo rimasto in vita anche dopo la fine della dominazione
So,
spagnola.
finding back to the Spanish origins of the family married, the ladies married with this Castellucci Innocenzo son, he found the name Casagena. There was military, old military in Spain. So, quite important.
Well,
quite
yeah,
important
that's,
origins.
well, that's like my grandmother's family, Piramalo. They came from Spain. The first came in 1500s
Yes.
in Calabria.
Okay.
But then the Caracciolo, they also married Spanish.
The
So,
Spanish.
yeah.
Rich family
In
from
Italy
the past.
tutti quanti abbiamo quasi
Sì,
un'origine spagnola.
it happened.
Era
In
usanza che molti
Italy. Nobili,
nobili, ma non
militari.
solo nobili, pure militari che
So,
venivano, rimanevano qua in Italia proprio a Roma.
mixed origins, military and noble origins, mixed marriages to keep the heritage.
Yeah, well, I heard that there wasn't enough Spanish women in Italy, so the Spanish nobles married the Italian nobles. Is that true?
There were not enough, please repeat, not enough
So
Spanish.
there weren't enough Spanish noble women in Italy when the Spanish came, the men, the Spanish nobles.
Sì.
So they began to marry the Italian noble women.
Ah, ok.
Capito?
Allora dice Bob che nella storia
Sì.
si narra che non ci fossero in Italia tante donne nobili
Sì,
spagnole,
è
e
vero.
quindi i militari e i
Non si
nobili
vede.
spagnoli hanno cominciato a
Esatto.
sposare le nobili
Italiane,
italiane.
sì.
Sì, this is true.
E anche questa famiglia di Casachena, no, si imparentarono con la mia famiglia nel 1700, ma prima si imparentarono con nobili feudali qua abruzzesi, nobili lesani.
So this
E si
same
vede,
family in
si vede.
Casagena, he found marriages, he found connection between the Casagena family, the Spanish family in Abruzzo too, also with other families in Abruzzo, not only Castellucci. So before his ancestors, there were the Casagena started to enter in Abruzzo too. Not only.
E poi come ramo genealogico si è estinto perché queste erano quattro sorelle e purtroppo ovviamente per ragioni si
Certo.
estinse il cognome qua in Italia, che attualmente non esiste più.
So the family name Casagena doesn't exist anymore because most of the descendants were ladies. And so step by step, quindi erano tre sorelle e un fratello?
Erano quattro sorelle e un fratello.
Ah, four sisters and one brother.
E un
So,
padre fece una figlia femmina, quindi sì.
the brother had a female daughter, and
And
so
finish.
no more
And
Casarina.
finish.
Sì.
Poi, and the other history for my ancestry in Abruzzo, it's interesting, 1800 briganti,
So,
in the other line genealogico.
because this is about Castellucci, but about your mother family, you
No,
mean
no, my
the
mother family is born in Caserta,
Caserta,
Caserta.
Caserta, sì. So, having Davide is saying in his roots, so in his blood, he has got both. Noblesmen and military, also a notary, maybe his ability to check documents goes back to the, capito? Ma può darsi che sia una skill
Sì,
inherited,
sì, sì.
and he really loves all the documents, really loves. And also there are in his family some brigands, brigands,
Brigands.
briganti, briganti,
Brigand, yeah.
so
Brigand.
brave people.
E nel 1865 fu arrestato tutto il padre del mio bisnonno, the father, the great great grandfather, fu arrestato tutta la famiglia, moglie, marito e figli. Cioè,
1860.
tu,
So
solo
all the
per
family was arrested, was
Sì.
Finnat,
Sì, solo per aver partecipato a un funerale di un brigante
Ah,
qua in
because
America.
they joined the funeral, they joined in the church when was a brigand died, and they joined the mass in the church, and they were all arrested.
E poi ho scoperto in altri documenti che lui, proprio il capo di famiglia, il mio Pananza Antonio, si chiamava, era proprio un brigante, fu arrestato anche successivamente.
Arrested also later. So brigands together with noblesmen, and it's a rich route. Sometimes when it happens, when you find special aspects of our, behavior, our way of living, and we try to find in the people we know. Because we used to say maybe you look like your great mother. I have also episodes in my family, so not only the similarity of the face, but also the way of acting also, and maybe skills, and maybe energy, vibrations, I don't know. There is a connection with the past. There is always a connection. So some people is very lucky to have memories from the family, and stories told. And some other people, like Davide, me too, for some other aspects, we need to feel and to find these memories. So, starting from his research, back to Davide's background, starting from his research, he found, first of all, interesting to research about data, about people, about stories, and he started to help other people. Asking because we live in a small village with a lot of immigrants, all Abruzzo,
Un'associazione pure noi.
and in particolar we have stories from a second group of immigrants from the later Second World War, moving from Abruzzo to Belgium. So not only the stories from Abruzzo to United States, Canada, Australia, also closer. And so starting talking with people, and people in the village started to know he was doing research about his family, and started to ask. And spreading the word, Davide started to work here in Manuppello. Then, thanks to social media, we are working with a lot of people living abroad. And we decided to join together in Abruzzo Ancestors because hosting at my place. A lot of travelers. I reach people thanks to social media too. I have a quite small, not so small, social account, social media account, very popular. And when I share photos of Abruzzo, people from Australia leave comments. Oh, this is close to my great parents' village. And really, it's very nice to, I love this aspect of my job, to share memories through a photo, to old village, to a recipe I'm cooking, a recipe I'm cooking. And many people come leave comments about family memories. My nonna used to cook the pallotte cace ovo, and my nonna used to make ferratelle o pizzelle, le
Pizzelli.
pizzelle from Abruzzo, special sweet. And so it's very important. And you know, becoming, growing up, becoming adults, you feel, I don't know, maybe closer to your mother's age, to your nonna's age. And it is the moment when you start looking for your roots, if you don't have enough memories, because some people moving to United States lost the connection to Italy, changed the family name. Me too. I have my family name is Cappaticcio. My father's cousins lives in Montreal, Toronto, New Jersey, Chile, Argentina. You can find a lot of Scappaticcio anywhere, Australia, and some other ki still keeping Scappaticcio as the family name. Some other changed, decided to change. And so some other changed the name into Scappi.
Sure.
So to be more American.
Yeah, that happened a lot. And just to go back a second to two things that Davide said. One was people in the family wanting to research. I mean, I'm with the exception of one or two others, and I have a lot of cousins, and nobody's really that interested. But I truly believe that you do not only inherit physical traits, but also, how you think type of traits. And my wife tells me I get my demanding personality from Ferrante of Naples, was my ancestor. So.
Bob, my mother is born in Caserta.
Ah, okay.
I
You know, they
born in Caserta.
I was born in Naples.
Well, they told me that my grandfather was born in Caserta, one of my aunts. But he was actually, but he was actually born in Pagani. He
Maybe
was
you can be relatives.
relatives.
he was actually
I was just born.
My
He was
family is
actually
Tusano.
he was born in Pagani, actually. And
Pagano, Pagani.
my grandmother, my father's mother, was born in Circola, outside of Naples.
Cercola,
Yeah. Because
Mozzarella.
Piramalo had homes in Calabria,
Okay.
Naples, Messina,
Sì.
and they also said somewhere by the beach, and then also Massa di Soma. I'll tell you a quick funny story about Count Giacomo. He had a place in Massa di Soma, and they brought me there, and they showed me a window up in up on the palazzo, and they said on his birthday he would roast a pig for the fiefs or the servants, the serfs, whatever, get them drunk, and then throw money out the window to watch them fight over the change.
Sì.
Ah,
Faceva arrostiva un maiale e, sì, e was it your great parents or
it was
another
my third great grandfather.
il terzo great grandfather
Il terzo
Trisnobica
interessante.
yeah
Terzo
so
nel quadrisavo.
quadrisavano
Interessante.
yeah so so he Count Giacomo Piramalo married Duchess Beatrice Capici Piccicelli from Capocotta. So,
Capracotta and Molise.
Emilisa, yeah.
Okay, Capracotta. Isernia, Isernia. No,
Nostri
e noi facciamo. Adesso,
ricerche.
settimana prossima dobbiamo andare a San Martino in Pensilis, in
San Martino in Pensilis.
provincia di Campobasso.
Because what we are finding now,
Facciamo pure fuori regione.
we started from here, from Abruzzo, but very often it happens in a family there was one side from Abruzzo, the other was from Molise, Caserta, Campania, Lazio, Marche, Central Italy, most
Sempre.
Central Italy, also Northern Italy or Southern, but very often Very often they both are from the same region because maybe people who left from Italy as a child and then meeting in an Italian community there in the place where they lived, but very often mixing region. So
So did Davide, did he find any Aragonese, hey, in history? Does he have Aragon
any
roots? Any Aragon roots from Spain?
Okay.
Aragona.
radici Aragona, tu
Yes.
dici family, se hai trovato
Allora,
nelle radici anche della famiglia degli Aragona.
il problema, the family in Cartagena is the first individual, the first ancestor, Caesar, in documents in the parish record in Manopello, è scritto che era d'origine spagnola,
Sì.
di spagnolo, è nato in Spagna.
So about this Casagena, it was written in Manopello. Ah, la storia che mi dicevi anche dell'atto di morte.
Sì.
So he was very proud of his Spanish origin and also in the death certificate, where usually it's not written the origin, maybe before dying, he asked to mention the Spanish origin also in the death certificate. Però Bob ti
De
diceva
persona.
se tu hai trovato nelle tue ricerche qualche radice che porta alla famiglia degli Aragona.
Allora, devo andare per trovare qualcosa in rete. Ho trovato qualche riferimento,
Ma
però
della tua famiglia o di
no,
altre
delle casa che,
ricerche?
ma quello dice lui, le family casaghe. Per trovare conferme,
Dobbiamo andare in
anche tu sai
Spagna.
perché la genealogia è una scienza, e per trovare conferme di questo dovrei andare in Spagna. A trovare documenti, no, documenti notarili che
Sì.
confermano questo.
Quindi,
Dimmi, passo sull'inglese.
allora, this is the difference. I'm a woman, so I'm more interested in the stories to tell. And so I used to ask to the clients writing, ask, to start genealogical research, please send us also family memories, because maybe in the stories, a part of the story, even a smaller part, is with information, useful informations. Some other is, while he always bring me back to the reality and say, Julia, we need to find the data. So we need the certificate to add to the stories they heard in the family. So this is the different aspects, but both are important because what we found is that genealogical research starts from family memories, from a desire to find the people. The people you come from, the places you come from. I have guests here visiting Abruzzo, and they ask me, they tell me, we don't understand why, how it is possible my great mother left this beautiful land, because Abruzzo is a beautiful land. And I used to reply, remembering they left where Abruzzo was a very poor land. So this is the I think the most interesting aspect. People finding their roots, find memories to treasure, so and to remember to the young generation, because it happens very often. It happens people is coming or people ask to start a research because they want to give to all the informations to the niece, to the young generation, not to miss, because all the people is dying, and so This is the special, ho detto praticamente.
Sì.
Mi trovo, bambino.
Sì, ok.
Ok.
So did anyone ever come to the B&B or do genealogy that turned out to be your or Davide's relative?
Some of my guests finding a connection with Davide's family. This
Or
is
to
what
your family?
not to my family, but we hosted here people with origins from Manopello, and it was nice. My great, so you know the stories about men alone or just married a couple living with just one paper luggage. How do you call the old immigrants' luggage? With really nothing, and living and building really a new life. And it is interesting. We have stories from Manopello, immigrants who worked in the automotive in United States, so Michigan, Detroit area, and people working in the mines, because we have a history. We have mines in the Maiella Mountains. So we found young generation, so descendants coming to their ancestors' land and finding really where everything started. So from nothing, but with some skills, some ability, they started a new job, they built families, they grow up kids, they studied, and some other, we had some guests, they had some restaurants in the United States because the nonna from Manopello was very good in cooking. So it's nice to find, people working in doing any kind of job, but having origins with some skills from Abruzzo.
So for Davide, what was kind of the most surprising thing that he found for a client about their ancestors?
La cosa più sorprendente che hai trovato per un cliente riguardo ai suoi antenati.
Allora, la ricerca che stiamo facendo adesso per Kate sulla
Sì?
provincia di Potenza. Allora, dopo te lo
Sì,
dice un po' Laura.
sì, sì.
Allora, una ricerca intendi per la
So
provincia di
we
Potenza.
started our research in the Potenza province from this lady, Kate, from
Castronovo in provincia di Potenza.
Castronuovo, provincia di Potenza.
Provincia Potenza. E lei raccontava tramite la nonna che è emigrata negli Stati Uniti che la sua famiglia avesse origini nobili.
So, she always had tales from her great mother about their noble origins in Potenza.
Importante.
So she wanted to, she asked to find certificates and to find this, really these informations.
E
Quindi
lei,
cosa hai trovato?
prima di commissionare la ricerca ad Abruzzo Ancestor, aveva fatto l'esame del DNA che fanno
So
tutti.
she did the test on her own in the United States before asking. The research.
E gli era uscita una piccola percentuale di ebreo Ashkenazite.
So
Ashkenaz
some Jewish also origins from a special group and found in this DNA test.
Jewish Ashkenazite.
Sì.
Ok. Ah, sì, understand. Ho cominciato la ricerca. Abbiamo fatto un primo step. Io di solito noi come Abruzzo Ancestor facciamo un primo step di ricerca. Dal nome del familiare emigrato arriviamo come primo step alla metà del 1700.
As we usually do when we start research from the Italian immigrant to the United States, we start from that research and we go back to the metà del
Del 700.
1700, so 1750. This is the first research.
First step.
E di lei cosa hai trovato?
Abbiamo confermato che la nonna, quando è emigrata, ovviamente era una famiglia povera, però già il padre era un proprietario terriero di grande livello, che aveva perso tutto tra la sua età adulta e la nascita di questa figlia. Era già un proprietario, non era un nobile, ma era un proprietario, era ricco.
What we found, Davide found, in the documents is that this Katie's great father was a land owner. So reached United States without property because he lost his properties between his young age and his travel to United States. So found a story of landowner, not a nobleman, quindi non di nobili,
Ma erano ricche famiglie, famiglie
rich family.
avevano la servitù.
They have people working for their servants, so we are finding information, giving power to the stories she used to heard about the family.
E poi andando indietro abbiamo confermato che la famiglia comunque era composta in tutti i suoi rami, in tutte le sue linee genealogiche, da famiglie
Benestante.
benestanti della provincia di Potenza.
So found back in the Potenza province all the trees of the family trees where we can find rich people, not necessarily noble, but rich people, landowners. So, perché lei racconta anche di questo
Sì,
palazzo.
raccontare di questo palazzo non pigliare. E la
So
cosa
she used
interessante.
to tell us about the stories she heard about a palazzo. So it's lì ci dobbiamo andare, però.
Sì.
We have to go there because.
Now, adesso siamo arrivati. Adesso viene fuori la cosa molto interessante. Ad un antenato del 1750 che erano appartenenti a un'importante famiglia, la famiglia Lanza, che è andando indietro ancora nel
So
tempo, ok?
we reached
La
back to the ancestors, a Lanza family member, and Lanza was a rich family in that area, not only that area,
No,
also in Sicily,
in tutto il sud
south,
Italia, in
tutto
tutto il sud.
south Italy.
E ritornando al discorso, adesso con la ricerca siamo a metà 1600,
So we
essendo
are
the
at
family Lanza.
Lanza family, we found until the middle of 17th century, so 1650.
Adesso siamo per cominciare l'ultimo step.
The last step.
E la cosa interessante, tornando al discorso di Jewish Ashkenaziti, la famiglia Lanza spagnola risulta nell'elenco, penso Bob lo conoscerà, l'elenco non ufficiale ma ufficioso, delle famiglie ebree Ashkenazite cacciate dalla Spagna all'inizio del 1500, il Lanza.
So the same Lanza family is found in not official register about list about the Jewish family who had to escape from Spain around the 16th century. So we are finding the same, maybe the same informations about her DNA test, so the Jewish origins. So the connection.
Mancano questi 150 anni per confermare il DNA.
This is the gap we have to fill, this 150 years. But sometimes are just stories. Sometimes it is possible to find others, but it's really
E
interesting.
adesso dobbiamo andare il prossimo mese a Potenza per controllare e ricercare nei registri, negli archivi.
So we have to visit the notarial archives in Potenza next month, and to find this information about the Lanza family.
Perché non esistono purtroppo in quel paese i registri parrocchiali che sono andati
Because
distrutti.
what we used to do is to check, to find data, information, usually in the parish records. In the state archives. So it depends. Not all the villages, not all the archives are, we can find the documents. And so this is why we have to go to the notarial archives in Potenza. But really, it's nice when we, because when we do the research, is interested in finding the years, very, finding informations. And while I read the books and I find in the pages, I found Mary. It's nice to really, I feel the people, I feel the lives, not only the, it is real people married in the. Those little churches in the little villages in the middle of nowhere in the mountains with nothing, moving at maybe my young son age, that is now 20, to reach a completely far and unknown land. So it's really interesting because it's true people. Finding new opportunities and giving new opportunities to the family. So it's, but it's nice, I think, people now is coming back to find the origins.
Yeah, absolutely. And I was lucky because I found when I first did the first research on my grandmother's father, it brought me right to the Libro di Oro. And I found Nicola Piermalo marrying Amelia Caracciolo. So my research for that family, which was unbelievably easy because I had that one little link. I was able to go back to Caracciolo in 950 AD in Naples. So 1,000 years, all there documented.
Because what we can find reading, for example, about the Rieti
Yes,
Reserve, we have been to the province, Rieti Province Archive to find the registers about birth and marriage in between Northern L'Aquila and Amatrice, that was in the past were L'Aquila Province. Now it is another region. And these people wrote us because they had no information about the Amatrice. Side and the answer was very rude. We don't have registers, we have nothing, we lost them. There was a big earthquake. These are areas between Amatrice, L'Aquila, a lot of earthquakes during the year. So it's easy to answer the church fell down, the municipality doesn't exist anymore, we don't have nothing. So we reached the Rieti, sorry, and we found these family stories. So brothers, sisters, every time there was a newborn baby, so in the register we could find the place also where the family was living in that moment. So you can trace, you can write like in a map the people, families moving maybe to work a land, to stay in a property for a few years, because you can find born in the Contrada, the small little village, and it's very nice. It is not only a register with names and data. It is it's nice, and there are informations about their job at the time, contadino, landowner, or just worker. It's nice, I think, and it was very interesting to give this
È
research.
un lavoro affascinante.
It's fascinating,
Yes,
fascinating.
no,
L'emozione, l'altro giorno in un archivio, archivio parrocchiale in provincia dell'Aquila, trovare un certificato di matrimonio per puro intuito. Siamo andati là, lo abbiamo trovato. E soltanto quando non soltanto quando lo trovo, ma quando lo comunica al cliente.
Sì,
Devi
ma
amare questo
sì.
mondo, vedo come lo puoi
So,
dire.
vedi come l'ho fatto?
Come lo puoi
No,
dire?
it's two emotions. Our emotion, yes, we got it. We found it. This is also sad stories when we found the same family name 2 years. So a bo baby born, so we understood a brother or a sister was born, died, and the years after the same family gave the same name to the second, to the newborn baby. So you really in data, you find their story. And so the second emotion is when you write to the clients to say, we found it, we got it, and these are your grandfathers. They really married there. It is a village, for us everything is close, and so it's finding this informations for people really far away. Most of the people never will come to visit their homeland, but they know they have origins, they know where they come from. I
Yeah.
think this is important, even if maybe they are not visiting now, their descendants will visit maybe. And I had some guests from the United States. Don't remember the name because I have a lot of guests in the B&B, and it was especially a teacher in a university. They choose to visit Abruzzo in a special anniversary. It was something like 100 year the great mother left from Abruzzo. So this is considered. You make a research, then you start planning. We are going to visit the land next year in 2 years. And so everything keeping you connected and keeping alive those people. And
Well,
sometimes you find relatives, sometimes you don't want to find. Sometimes we find stories we can't tell about the Australian lady asking to find informations about a father, but we could it was not possible to go to the to the village to ask for, because we found, Davide found all the informations, but è still alive oppure è morto da poco quel
No, è
signore?
morto poco dopo il ritorno dall'Australia.
Ah, però ci sono parenti, relatives still alive, so it's a very delicate job when you can't go to some people's house and say, hi, you have a sister in Australia and your father had a relation with her mother and was not so good. Was is so some stories we can tell, some stories we can't, but it's important also for them to know about the origins.
And my cousin's daughter found her sister through Ancestry DNA that she didn't know that she had.
Ah, vedi là, your
My
cousin.
cousin's daughter.
Ah, sì, ha trovato una figlia di un cugino. So, your cousin's sister.
My
Your
cousin.
cousin's. No, your
My
cousin's
cousin's daughter. Mike, so my
founder.
found her sister through
Ah, la
DNA.
figlia di un cugino ha trovato tramite il test del DNA una sorella. Sì,
That
sì.
she never knew. So before we go, how could people reach Davide for genealogy, and then also you for if they want to stay in the B&B?
So, everybody can reach us to Abruzzo Ancestors. Very easy to remember. We wanted to have the name, the word Abruzzo in our name because we are very proud to are Abruzzesi. Even if I am adopted, but I feel more Abruzzesi than Laziale. So, Abruzzo Ancestors is, you can find us on social media, on the internet
Website.
website, and we have also easy email abruzzoancestors@gmail.com, so very easy. And my B&B is Casale Centurione because it's very old house we renovated in the countryside. Centurione was the old landowner, a rich family. We are not the descendants. My great parents bought the house. So Casale Centurione Abruzzo, also on social media, is my B&B. And because of the many research, genealogical research Davide is doing now, for this season, the rental house is on standby because we started with very few research and now it's increasing, and so having another job in its time, la casa rental house è in
In
standby,
stand by.
ovviamente, and improving and also studying, so working and start to be to have better knowledge of the heritage world and how to make research, also the legal aspects, because it's very important. Many of the researches we are doing now is from United States for clients asking for documents, certificates to declare to ask for the Italian citizenship. So there is not only data, there is the legal aspects. It's a lot, a big work, big work.
I understand. I understand. Well, thanks again. I really appreciate you taking the time. And hopefully we get back there soon, and we'll have to come to Abruzzo for sure.
We wait for you all, and don't mind to contact us. And really, no, we are very pleased to share this passion with you and all the people interested in finding their roots, especially Italian roots, because it is in Central Italy. Maybe we feel closer Central Italy genealogical research, because this is the area where we come from. So we know the stories, we know why people moved and left their own land, their own homeland. So it's
Un prossimo lavoro che dobbiamo fare è un lavoro tra la Campania, anche questo della Campania in Abruzzo, Raiano e Acerra in provincia di Napoli.
So next job we have to work on is a marriage between Abruzzo and Campania. So a special Raiano, that is a very popular little village in not far from here. Raiano and
Acerra
Acerra,
in provincia di Napoli.
Naples province. So new stories and
Mia storia da raccontare.
new stories to find and tell.